was, for example, the case of the screws that held the handles on the PowerMac G4. I've decided that they should have a certain polish and shape, but Rubenstein thought that would be astronomically costly and delay the project for weeks, so he vetoed the idea. His job was to deliver products, which meant making trade-offs. I viewed that approach as inimical to innovation, so he would go both above him to Jobs and also around him to the mid-level engineers. Ruby would say, "You can't do this, it will delay," and I would say, "I think we can," I've recalled, and I would know because I had worked behind his back with the product teams. In this and other cases, Jobs came down on Ive's side. At times, Ive and Rubenstein got into arguments that almost led to blows. Finally, Ive told Jobs, "It's him or me." Jobs chose Ive. By that point, Rubenstein was ready to leave. He and his wife had bought property in Mexico, and he wanted time off to build a home there. He eventually went to work for Palm, which was trying to match Apple's iPhone. Jobs was so furious that Palm was hiring some of his former employees that he complained to Bono, who was a co-founder of a private equity group led by the former Apple CFO Fred Anderson that had bought a controlling stake in Palm. Bono sent Jobs a note back saying, "You should chill out about this. This is like the Beatles ringing up because Herman and the Hermits have taken one of their road crew." Jobs later admitted that he had overreacted. "The fact that they completely failed salves that wound," he said.